This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1997. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded August 29th, Antarctica, Australia, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Indonesia, International Waters, Ireland, Japan, Korea North, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Oklahoma, Romania, Sudan, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Normally, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, Antarctica, is active only on weekdays and then not every weekday. But on August 24th, Manuel Mendez in Spain says he heard it for the first time ever on Saturday between 1410 and 1642. As usual, extremely weak at his location in Spain, but up to a fair signal via the SDR Kiwi remote receiver in Pardinho, São Paulo, Brazil. And as usual, slightly off frequency, minus 15475.97. Reinhardt in California tried at 1505 UT, and he was only hearing CNR1 jamming against Radio Free Asia on 15475. By 1820 UT, Manuel Mendez says his reception direct in Spain was improving but still extremely weak. And he checked again on Sunday, August 25th, and there it was, also active on that Sunday, heard between 1355 and 1635 with non-stop Latin American songs like there had been on Saturday. Once again, slightly better reception via the remote in Brazil. And Manuel Mendez was hearing it once more on Tuesday, August 27th, between 1615 and 1655 with what he says was a strong carrier, best on upper sideband. But the best time to hear LRA 36 there is after about 19 UT. Sad news from Unique Radio, Gunnedah, New South Wales, Australia. Timothy Gaynor notified us on August 29th. Unfortunately, Unique Radio will be off the air for a while. This includes relays internationally via WINB. There are numerous reasons, but I can cite the following factors. Technical problems, including an antenna breakage. No technical person to help in such matters. Funds have diminished due to factors beyond my control. I would love to put a station together that would, of course, have the best broadcast equipment. This is being looked into at the moment. Thank you all for your support over the time, says Timothy Gaynor. And I say thank you, Tim, for including World of Radio on your transmission. Ron Howard upon Asilo Mar, State Beach, California, continues to check almost every morning, 3325, for Voice of Indonesia or NBC Bougainville. On August 25th and 26th, he says Bougainville was not heard after 11 UT, but is back on the air August 27th and 28th. At 11:06, local news in Pidgin, pop songs. On the 28th, it cut off at 12:01. On August 29th, an unusual day as they ran somewhat late until 12:13. And it was unique to find NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea, 3260, closed down long before that. They were playing Pacific Pop Island songs, and he was surprised they had no news at 1200 that day. In any event, there was no interference from Voice of Indonesia. It's great that a Brazilian station is carrying a DX program. It's Radio Aparecida with Encontro de Xix, scheduled Saturdays at 22 to 2230 UT on 11855, 9630, and 6135, all somewhat variable. I tuned in the last half of it at 2215 UT, August 24th, and it was quite readable, made up of several segments with very different voices. Mostly in Brazilian, but with an interview in Spanish. It started out on 11855.77, but drifted down to 0.73 by the time it was over at 2235. Previously, to the World of Radio IO group, Hector Frias Jofre in Chile had passed on news from Encontro de Xix that they were offering a certificate to anyone reporting reception of their program, so I'm expecting mine. August 26th at 05:33, I was listening to Trenton Military, CHR in Canada, on 6754 USB, when they were giving weather conditions at Thule, Greenland, as temperature 4 at 04:56. Wow, that's pretty hot for 76.5 degrees north in the night, as Greenland continues melting. I don't recall hearing CHR mention Thule before, but it must show occasionally in their rotation. Some other locations are no report received, as they never receive all reports they're supposed to. I suspect there are no commercial flights ultimately landing at Thule, other than emergencies, as it's right along some nearly transpolar routes. Ron Howard wonders what's happening with Voice of Strait, China. There was a significant anomaly on August 26th. What normally happens between 1200 and 1255 UT is they are not in parallel on their two nearby frequencies, 4900 and 4940. But today they were. In the past, he always observed they were in parallel from 1055 until 1200, and then from 1255 to 1300. Otherwise, they were not parallel. But today, they were parallel after 1203 until 1303 at least, the whole time. There was non-stop music. At 1255, a usual Strait fishery meteorology report. At 1300, usual time pips, Beijing time, announcement briefly in Chinese, and playing Chinese opera music. You wonder if this was some kind of test or a one-day event. Checked again, or previously, on August 24th, Saturday, 4940, from 1430 to 1455, a weekend program in English, focus on China, not parallel to 4900, with an ID as you are now listening to focus on China. Tibor Gal in Hungary suggests maybe there was a large storm or hurricane sweeping the area, and that's why they broadcast the weather for fisheries. There were a lot of people that had to be evacuated. One more item about China from Ron Howard in California, 6035. FM 99, the voice of Shangri-La relay via PBS Yunnan. On August 27th, an anomaly. They had a problem with the usual FM 99 audio feed, instead running nonstop Western classical music for quite a while, several times before and after 1200. Very enjoyable. But by 1213, back to normal FM 99 audio feed, no interference at all from Bhutan or North Korean jamming. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. What'll it be this week? How about a new frequency, 13660? August 26th at 1401, some just barely audible music, but it was enough to match to the two very strong frequencies nearby of RHC, 13700 and 13740, during their Sonido Cubano program. So it's a leapfrog mixing product, 40 kilohertz down, but there was no match 40 kilohertz up on 13780. That's what I like to call them, but if you insist, third-order intermodulation. By 1437, 13740 had gone off, and so had 13660. The next day, August 27th at 1346, 13700 and 13740 were on, but 13700 was just barely modulated. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria was surprised to hear English again from Deutsche Welle in Germany. 16 to 17 UT on August 15th, 17th, and 22nd on 15275 via France. This frequency is scheduled to be in the Amharic language, which was still running on the parallel 13770. On Thursday, the 15th and 22nd, the program was Africa Link, and on Saturday, the 17th, it was World Link. He wrote in German to Deutsche Welle about this and got a reply that it was a mistake by the provider. So do not expect to hear any more English from Deutsche Welle if they can help it. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Don Moore tells about a Caribbean Compass website with weather nets. A very nice current list of weather nets, ham radio that is. It's www.caribbeancompass.com. Caribbean Compass is one word and you must spell them correctly. Toward the bottom of the page, there is a link for selected shortwave weather reports 2019, which goes to a PDF updated in June. It appears to be updated regularly. Nets tend to be hard to hear in the summer, but can come in quite well the rest of the year. Some do traffic before and or after the reports, and you can hear communications with yachts around the region. Via Mike Terry, a service notification from RTE in Ireland. Due to extensive engineering work on the transmission mast infrastructure at our station at Summerhill, County Meath, the RTE Radio 1 longwave service will be off the air from 9 a.m. on 10 September to 17 hours on 17 October. Apologies for any inconvenience caused by this necessary infrastructural work. That, of course, is referring to 252 kilohertz. So now is your chance to hear Algeria without interference. Ron Howard reports another periodic frequency shuffle by Seabreeze or Shokase from Japan concerning North Korean abductions. For the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, which is in English only on Thursdays, as heard August 29th, they've replaced 5920 and 6040 with 5980 and 6070, other frequencies they've previously used. In ABDX, Tim Hall in California, who keeps close tabs on Mexican broadcasting, says XEAA 880 has informed him that they will be going dark off the air for good as of September 7th. It's in Guadalajara, Jalisco, known as Radio Mujer 92.7. This will leave the once crowded frequency of 880 totally vacant in Mexico, at least until XECHEF in Ciudad Juarez, which comes on the air. It's replacing XEV 880, which has already moved to FM. Ron Howard in California reports the domestic service of Mongolian Radio, Program 3, on 7260, presumably relaying FM 100.9, August 25th with a decent signal but overmodulated, at 11:25 in vernacular and pop songs in English. Recently it's been doing much better over the interference on the frequency. The daily schedule is listed at their Mongolian site, which you can Google Translate to English. The mighty KBC from Netherlands via Germany has been coming in well lately on 9925 for their weekly broadcast to North America at midnight to 02 UT Sundays. But they're already changing frequency this week as of UT Sunday, September 1st. Word comes via Richard Lemke and Kim Elliott. I think it's a bit too early to move down to 5960, but that's what they usually do in September. Kim says, great and often obscure oldies with Dave and Eric, and a minute of MFSK64 at about 0130 UT, which Kim provides. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Kenneth Vito Zicki reports on listening to the Voice of Nigeria in DRM on 15120. He says the mode was C16, QAM, SDC, and MSC in English, including Women and Development feature, talking about health care for women in Nigeria, AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases featured prominently. This was August 17th between 1723 and off around 1855. ID at the bottom of one of those hours as from the center of unity, Abuja, and the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, Lagos. This is Voice of Nigeria over flutes and drums. Then it went into African rhythm vocal music, bumper, that dropouts did not really help, a time check in GMT, and more features. English news followed, and features about women entrepreneurs in Nigeria, which I always say should be entrepreneurs, housing for public servants in Abuja, African Hour News magazine show, another ID at 18:30 in program ID, news headlines, some decidedly Arabic-sounding music and chanting from the Hausa area in northwest Nigeria, and more English feature stories about topics like health issues. They had a lot to say about Ebola in the Congo for some reason. Also economic news, mention of the political situation in Sudan, and much discussion of silly sports news from Africa. News headlines to end the hour and off with an invitation to tune in tomorrow. Horn and drum tuning signal. He says if only this came in more regularly, it might actually help with keeping up what's going on in Africa now that South Africa is gone from the airwaves and Egypt is all but gone, Nobody else is stepping up. It was in well over an hour with audio at 12 to 13 dB signal-to-noise ratio, but it ended up sounding stuttery with all the brief cutouts. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1997. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jeff Wolf, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Not all North American pirates stick to the band just below 7 megahertz. One of them, which moves around a lot, is Mix Radio International. Larry Will in Maryland reports it on 5900 USB, Monday, August 19th, at midnight 16 UT, with music by the Pretenders. ID, the robo-ID, and into more music by Berlin. At midnight 23, the hottest sound is at Mix Radio International. Midnight 27, the Psychedelic Furs, then Rock Lobster by the B-52s. He says it was a solid, very good signal and sound at S9. Right next to it on 5895, you might hear Radio Northern Star in Norway, although I'm not sure of its full schedule. Terry Colgan forwards news about it from their FB as of August 23rd, mainly about their medium wave 1611 kilohertz. They're doing some signal monitoring and processing, 700-watt tone test. Maybe they mean 700 hertz. The inverted V antenna for 1611 has been raised, retuned to frequency, and secured with ropes. The current output at 250 watts. The tentative broadcasting schedule from September 1st is between 0325 and 2207 UT, as well as the web, apps, and Wi-Fi, and shortwave during its hours. Another report about this in the British DX Club by Nick Rank, with slightly different info. As of August 24th, the new 2-kilowatt medium-wave AM transmitter on 1611 is on trade test transmissions initially with 200 watts since 1345 UT. It may be interrupted from time to time. Oh, that was as of 13 August. Alan Pennington in England replies, managed to hear Radio Northern Star the morning of August 24th at 0200 UT after a few attempts earlier. Usually a Dutch pirate is on 1611 during the evening. It seemed weaker than previous times I've heard them, but it could be conditions. Too weak to ID from announcements, but matched with their web feed. Actually, it's unclear which of these items are from Nick Rank and which from Alan Pennington. A number of Oklahoma City FM, AM, and even TV stations were either knocked off the air or lost their program feeds early UT August 27th. This was due to what Mike Morgan at KFOR called an inland hurricane with winds of up to 80 miles per hour, more of a problem than a few small tornadoes it also spawned. There were a lot of power lines down, and many people were without power for the next day or two. And it took quite a while for some of the stations to resume normal operations, which I have detailed in my observations. Unrelated to this, but quite an anomaly, at Enid's only local TV signal, K17JN-D, which is actually a 3ABN satellite, that is, the Three Angels Broadcasting Network, which is an offshoot of mainstream Seventh-day Adventism, which you are unlikely to hear mentioned on Wavescan. Originally, it had 6 sub-channels, but several of those have been missing for quite a while. And on August 29th, a number of additional channels had showed up with strange numbering from 17-8 up to 17-202. Not every channel in between, of course. Some of them in Spanish. But all of these were extremely broken up, both video and audio. The audio breaking in so briefly it was hard to tell what language they were speaking. Judging from snatches of video, one of them was surely in Russian. I asked those who should know what's going on here and got this reply on the WTFDA list from Jim Thomas in Missouri. The info you refer to, the channel lineup, is from Galaxy 19 KU satellite transponder 11842H. The three A-band feeds are on the same satellite. This has to be coming from your local low-power DTV repeater, sending out that satellite multiplex. If they're not supposed to be doing that, someone obviously changed something in their satellite receiver from what you have been familiar to see. Trip Erickson of rabbitears.info says, I believe Jim's analysis is spot on. Someone made a mistake and it's trying to stuff the 35 or 40 Mbps DVB-S satellite transponder through the 19 Mbps on-the-air transmitter, which is causing your awful breakup and the long and somewhat incoherent-seeming list of channels. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports Radio Romania International on the wrong frequency August 27th for the 11 to 11:56 UT English broadcast, 11990 instead of 15130 as scheduled for Western Europe. But the other three frequencies were correct, 13750, 15320, and 17670. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Sudan Radio on 7205 at 1707 to 1725, August 27th, in Arabic. That would be their domestic service, and probably the same transmitter changed to 9505 for the external service Voice of Africa in English, heard at 1740 to 1753, but with strong interference from 9500. As Ivo Ivanov says, something's always wrong at the TRT Voice of Turkey Emirlar transmitting station. August 23rd at 2017 until off at 2028, I was hearing something on 9635.021, Middle Eastern music, and the carrier was wobbling slightly. This is scheduled as VOT in French starting at 1930. But much further off frequency was English to North America. The 0300 broadcast on August 29th, which I measured on 9515.643. It was quite a good signal, but slightly distorted with some hum. I've been hearing New York radio ground-to-air contacts on 13306 USB for flights over the North Atlantic route, such as August 24th at 1431. The operator assigned 11396 as secondary frequency, and another contact on an unlisted air traffic control frequency, 13348 USB at 1433. This may also have been New York, but it's not been reported lately, at least not in UDXF, since 2014. This involves some cell call tones, which made me wonder just how these work. Andy Robbins in Michigan explains, cell call codes are assigned to particular aircraft. The same code can be assigned to different aircraft, although I believe the ICAO suggests planes sharing a code not operate in the same area. For example, an airliner flying routinely in the North Atlantic MWARA and another with the same cell call in the Indian Ocean are not likely to be getting calls intended for the other. When I was heavily into HF aeronautical listening in the late 90s, there were fat books of cell call codes that DXers used to figure out the tail number or registration of the aircraft they heard. Concerning World of Radio broadcasts, Alan Gale in England and I have trouble confirming World of Radio Saturdays at 1430 UT on Hamburger Local Radio 9485. It's either because of propagation or adjacent interference from 9490 or both. He says, it's a pity the program isn't on 30 minutes later, as 9490 always goes quiet at 1500. It doesn't reach North America, but we do have a very strong signal across Europe from IRRS via Romania, 7290 on Mondays, starting at 1816 and a half UT, as reconfirmed via remote monitoring on August 26th. The remote receiver in Holland does get a lot of deep selective fading distortion, but that can be reduced by LSB or USB tuning, or even better, synchronous tuning. On Wednesday, August 28th, World of Radio was not airing on WBCQ 7490, instead some religious program. But we did show up at 2131. I wondered if this was a permanent change, but Robert replies, just a one-time timing issue. We'll be back to normal next week. WBCQ is still working on getting the superstation back on the air with 500 kilowatts for World's Last Chance Ministries. But in the meantime, they keep registering different frequency schedules. With HFCC, as Ivo Ivanov points out, on August 25th. Contrary to the previous schedule, this one shows everything in Arabic for 24 hours a day, with the following start times: 0900 on 15705, 1200 on 17735, 2000 all the way until 0857 on 12120, despite all that radio teletype. Of course, this is not too surprising, since we know World's Last Chance was founded by an Egyptian religious dissident. This is quite different from the original plans still shown on the World's Last Chance own website. 24 hours on 9330 with 18 different azimuths in 11 different languages. And yes, the latest registration shows them all in Arabic at 60 degrees. So who needs a rotatable antenna? From WRMI-FB, August 29th, via Alan Pennington. Hurricane Dorian is currently headed almost right toward our Okeechobee transmitter site. We are watching the situation and making all our preparations. When the high winds begin to affect our area, transmission lines will probably flap around and hit together, causing arcing which could damage the transmitters. So at that point, we'll probably have to shut all transmitters down until the hurricane passes in order to minimize damage. This could begin on Sunday evening. We may be able to maintain our test frequency 5800 on the air, even when the other transmitters are down and even if there is a power outage. We will keep you updated. In case anyone care, my nearby 250-watt station in Wellington, Kansas, KLEY 1130, I'm hearing back on the air since August 26th, the first time since early May. Although they've kept their FM so-called translator going, which I confirmed at local range in July, identifying as the Wave 100.3. But I'll bet 1130 is gone again before long. On the ABDX list, Joe Miller in California says, I saw on TV that legendary rock station KFOG 104.5 in San Francisco is going off the air. They've been going since the early 80s. Scott Feibusch replies, as of September 6th, it'll be KNBR-FM on 104.5, simulcasting sports with KNBR 680. Ron Howard in California reports on 9670, August 28th, starting at 12:30, presumed radio Dap Loi Song Nui, which means Vietnam Democracy Radio. But it was poor and mostly unusable because jamming had started 1 minute earlier. But it was not the usual siren jamming as heard in the past from Vietnam, but instead a pulsating noise. Wolfgang Büscher points out that the station transmits from Paochung, Taiwan. And listening via remote in Japan, he says the scratchy jamming peaks on 9669.120. There's also a dithering audio tone on 9671.420. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field locked in to reach G2 moderate storm levels September 1st. Also active levels September 2nd, unsettled on the 3rd, 6th, and 7th. And Candace is peaking at 35 and 6 on September 1st. Solar flux 67, except for a brief peak to 68, September 12th to 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1997 with a standard disclaimer.